Terry Reifstek with Visit Champaign County here today. Terry, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the school is back in. Students start back up at the U of I on Monday. Parkland started this week. Summer's over. Nothing else going on. Just
no.
A dead community now.
Yeah, we're twiddling our thumbs. We're a little bored. Actually, it couldn't be more opposite. I feel, you know, this time of year we welcome back all the students and the town really comes alive with activity. Not that we haven't been busy all summer, but it really gets a little crazy.
Well, we got something going on in Rantoul that got underway. And, you know, being in Illinois, U of I, a big ag school, half century of progress going on.
Yeah, this is a really big show, and it's happening now out at the Rantoul Airport. It really just kind of takes over, celebrating all things agriculture. And it's a biannual show, so now is your time to experience it because it won't be back until 2019. So yet today they have some displays and demonstrations going on celebrating all things agriculture, from corn picking to soybean combining and field tillage. They have the runway of Power Parade, which is just really impressive if you haven't seen it. And then, you know, they'll have a kiddie tractor pull and lots of entertainment. And that goes on all day today and Sunday. So really, you know, take some time to go out there and check that out before it goes away for a year.
Our own Dave Gentry will be out there later this morning after sports talk. He'll be out there 11:20 right before volleyball gets underway. Speaking of Illinois volleyball, that's, you know, underway this weekend. They're in Montana, but they'll be back in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And that means, you know, Illinois football is also coming up.
We are really excited to have the Illini back in action, both, you know, football, volleyball, soccer, all the different sports that are back. You know, here we are almost to Labor Day weekend. It's the first weekend of football. We're excited to see, you know, what Lovie Smith's team is going to do this year. We love having people in town for football games and getting them out into the community. And of course, volleyball, you know, their first home match is going to be against Kevin Hambley's team there at Stanford. So I know that's going to be, they're going to want to pack the house for that one. So be prepared to break out the orange and get ready.
That's in a couple weekends. Back to this weekend, we've also got Sweet Corn Festival going on.
Yeah, we are on day two of the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival. They have a lot of great things going on. Today, actually, they have their corn eating competition. They have a men's, women's, and kids division. So if you think you can, you know, inhale that sweet corn, this competition is for you. Or you can just go and eat it at your leisure. And then they're going to have a lot of other great food vendors out there. Tons of kids activities happening today. Some performers. The car show is happening today. And then, of course, tons of fun band and Candy Foster will be playing in the evening to kind of round out the day. So it's going to be just a really fun activity to do today.
Putting those two bands together, if you needed some energy, you'll get it this evening.
Yep, it's going to be a rocking evening, that's for sure.
Speaking of music, the Sangamon River Music Festival in Mahomet.
Right, because you can't have too many festivals in one weekend. You might as well head out to Main Street in downtown Mahomet. Actually, coming here up at 9 a.m., they have their parade. So if you're looking for a good parade, you know, head on out the door. Mm-hmm. They're going to have that. And then they'll also have their carnival rides, a crafter's village. And they also have a full lineup of music with tonight leading off with Mark Chestnut and Jared Neiman. So another great night of some music here in Champaign County.
Terry Reifstek with Visit Champaign County. Just some of the events going on just this weekend. As you know, we kind of wind down the summer a little bit. Midwest Living Magazine recently won something from them.
That's right. We were very excited to take home the champion of the greatest Midwest food town because the people of Champaign-Urbana were awesome in how they voted and really showed the love for the community. We're going to have a big celebration here on September 9th, celebrating that giveaway with the publisher coming to town. They're going to preview the publication, have a whole bunch of raffles and giveaways. We're doing three pop-up events that day. We'll be at the Urbana Farmers Market in the morning. We're going to head to Blind Pig Brewery in the middle of the day. And then we'll be out at Grange Grove actually before the night game. So come by and see us. You know, it's going to be awesome to celebrate this being in the publication. It goes to 3 million different people. So it's a huge win for Champaign-Urbana. And it's really going to bring some recognition to what we have going on in town.
And when will that be published?
It's their September, October issue. Oh, okay. So look for it. We will have some copies in our office too. So if you want to come and see it, it's going to be very exciting. I've gotten a little preview of it, and they do a good job capturing what makes this community so special.
Also going on the weekend of the 15th, Monticello Celebration.
Yes, this is another really busy weekend in Champaign. It starts out in Monticello. They have their annual family-friendly event, the Monticello Celebration. They're going to have a lot of kids' activities going on. They're going to have classic cars there, pony rides, buggy rides, and they even have a scarecrow walk. So that's a lot of fun that weekend. But, you know, Cranert Center is bringing back a big event that weekend as well. It's their El Nora Guitar Festival. If you don't have tickets for this, I highly recommend you hop on their website and get some tickets. They have some amazing guitar players coming this particular weekend. Jeff Tweedy, you know, headlining it, Janice Ian. some really well-known guitar players. They also have a lot of free concerts as well. So even if you don't have a ticket, go down there. There's a lot of great music that's going to be happening. So that's going to be a big one. And then, you know, because again, jam it all in one weekend, you have the CU Pride Festival. And we're really excited because the Illinois Office of Tourism Director, Corey Jobe, is actually going to be the Grand Marshal this year.
Okay.
We're the only Pride Parade south of Chicago. So it's another big weekend for us here in Champaign County.
And it's going on the weekend of the 15th.
That's correct.
That's a lot going on as well.
Yep. We just never stop here in Champaign.
We're getting, you know, winding down summer, getting into fall. There's going to be, well, of course, we have all the fall festivals, you know, going on, and getting into the holidays a little bit. Catch your breath. If people want to find out, you know, more about these that we talked about or just upcoming, what's the website?
You can go visit champaigncounty.org.
Terry Reifstek, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.